Freddy, the Eager Fundraiser by Swapnil Mishra. Chapter 1. Freddy! I'm so absorbed in my book that I jump when I hear someone call my name. A few moments later, Mum bustles into my room, wiping her hands on a towel. "Dinner is ready," Mum says from the doorway. "Please come and help me lay the table. Ray, you too." She turns to address my brother, who is sitting on his beanbag, also reading. "Mum," I gasp, "you gave me a scare." "I'm sorry. Come quickly for dinner, please." I make a note in my head. Page 96. I like to challenge myself by memorizing the page number instead of using a bookmark. Today, I am following the adventures of Samuel Tan Sherlock in Sherlock Sam and the Stolen Script in Balestier. The book was a birthday gift from 6 months ago, when I turned 10. Even after reading it a few times, it's still thrilling. I look over at my little brother, Ray.
Should I sneak up and scare him?
He's already 7, but he's also a scaredy cat.
And they start howling.
Then I'll get an earful from Mum. I decide not to risk it. Ray, are you coming? I call.
Yes, Coco,
Ray says, without looking up from his book. He's reading his favourite Geronimo Stilton book for what seems like the 100th time. Ray calls me Coco. We're from India, but now live in Singapore. When Ray was very young, we lived next to a Chinese-speaking family. The auntie in the family referred to me as Ray's Kor-Kor, which means older brother in Cantonese. Since then, Ray's nickname for me has been Coco. Freddy, please lay the plates on the table and call your brother. I am placing the plates when Dad comes and starts helping. I refuse to look at him. Freddy, did you hear about what happened today? Dad, I'm still upset with you. You went on a trek to Australia and you didn't take me. I am not talking to you. Oh, come on, Freddy. I've already explained this to you, Dad sighs. This was a very tough trek. 7 full days in the wild, and we each had to carry a backpack weighing 20 kg. But, Dad, you and I go on a camping trip every year. Last year we went to Malaysia, and I climbed all the way to the top of the mountain. We camped for 2 days. I'm ready for a tougher trek, I insist. Mum emerges from the kitchen with a steaming pot of spaghetti with meatballs. Come here, Freddy. Dad pulls me closer and hugs me. I know you're strong, but remember, one step at a time. I know, but I still wish I could have gone with you. Next time you want to take me on a baby trek, my answer will be no. I want to go on a real trek, on a real mountain. Like Mount Everest. After my brief protest, Dad is silent for a moment. Freddy, do you know where Nepal is? He eventually asks.
Yes, it's in the map game that I got for my birthday. It's far away from here. I think it's above India.
But don't try to change the topic. Can we go to Nepal during the June holidays, I ask, as I heap pasta on my plate. Freddy, something happened this afternoon. There was an earthquake in Nepal.
I don't care what happened, Freddy.
You are not listening. Dad's voice takes on a somber tone as he cuts me off. There was an earthquake in Nepal. I don't have much more information, but it was very close to the capital city, Kathmandu. It caused a lot of damage.
An earthquake in Nepal?
The words echo in my head, and a frightening image appears. Freddy? Dad asks after a while.
I'm fine, I lied. So Nepal is destroyed?
I'm suddenly not very hungry. I push my plate away and look around the room. The lamp, flower vase, the paintings on the wall. I imagine them shaking as the ground rumbles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?